Mezras Hashem Yisparech, our halach of topic from Daf Ayin Beis, which emerges from the ends of the sugya, where the Gemara introduces on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that there are times that Shar Mitzvos are more chamor than Shabbos, and that is if a person is misasek b'chalovim v'arayos, so then in such a case, the Gemara increases, tells us, Misasek bechalovim va'arayos, if one doesn't intend, is doing a different action, but is eating or has sexual relations and thought that it wasn't with the person that was aser, nevertheless is chayv because of hana'a. We will discuss two examples of that shayla where poskim have an interesting chiddush. Number one, the Ramah in Simin Shin Ayin Beis writes that if a Kohen is sleeping in a building and there is a mace in that building, there is a requirement to wake up the Kohen. The question is, the Kohen over here is a misasek. He's sleeping. He's not doing anything wrong. Why is that so? In a celebrated tshuva, Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Chelek Aleph Ksavim, Simin Chof, is quoted by his son as saying that from here is a raya that misasek, even though he is potter, we're not talking about now achila and arayos, that we'll get to later on, is considered a maisa avera. And for that reason, you need to wake up the Kohen. Reb Braunschweiger pointed out to us that in the Alchetz, we say Alchetz shechaton fenecha ba'onis uveratzon. That also seems to indicate that someone who is an onus, like a misasek, is a maisa avera, and misasek as well would be considered a maisa avera. So this is halacha number one. The reason why a sleepy Kohen needs to be awoken is because misasek is still a maisa avera, but it's just a ptur onish. Rabbi Kiva Eger is actually challenged, and a fascinating approach is developed in the Chalkas Yoav in Arachayim Simin Zayin, where he differentiates between where the Torah requires an action, then Misasek is entirely potter, versus where the Torah does not require action, like a Kohen, by a mace. And he develops a slightly different approach than Rabbi Akiva Eger. This relates to Shaila number two, which also becomes a continuation of yesterday's halacha topic. In yesterday's halacha topic, we discussed tshuva bizman hazeh for someone who violated Shabbos. Excuse me, it was 2 days ago. On Daf Ayin, we discussed doing tshuva bizman hazeh. In the Shabbos of Tshuva's Shivas Tzion, from the Aruch Laner, in Simin Memches, he raises the question of doing tshuva for an avera, and the requirement for kapara in a case that one could possibly argue is misasik. And this case comes up even today. He discusses somebody who ate a fruit that it wasn't expected and it wasn't required al pi halacha for him to check the fruit or vegetables. That, of course, many know is still a discussion today when that applies and when does not. It could very well be that if chas v'chalila, a person eats a bug when he wasn't required to check, in such a case, there isn't a maisa avera, and he could be considered a misasek and not have a requirement of kapara. And the reason for that is, despite the fact that we say misasek in our Gemara, on top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, is chayiv shekein nene, and in that way, other isurim are more chamor than Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Ramah, as quoted by the Shach in Simin Pei Dalet, Sifkat and Lamed, points out that bugs have a tam pogum. If they have a tam pogum, then a person is not nene from the achila. If a person is not nene in the achila, in such a case, the misasek would not be considered a maisa avera. Because even though misasek is when he has shekei nene, achila, and arayos, this, the Shivas Tzion, argues is a different case. Now, this is connected to our first shaila, and that is, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, that would not be enough, because Rabbi Akiva Eger held that Misasik is considered a Maisa Avera. A fascinating historical footnote to this discussion is Rav Sternbuch in Chelik Dalet Simen Kuf Tzadi quotes that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that he had heard, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had sent to this question to Rabbi Akiva Eger asking a very broad question, and that is, why do you have to check for instance insects altogether, even if there are insects? In such a case, the individual is being misasek, and he's being misasek on something that doesn't have anah. So despite the fact that there's achila, he should be pater as misasek. He then quotes that Rav Shlomo Eger told Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that many years later, he told him that Rabbi Akiva Eger did not respond to that shaila because Reb Hirsch of Salant had already taken a position, and Rabbi Akiva Eger did not want to violate the rabbinic authority in Salant at the time. However, the answer was, as Rabbi Akiva Eger had said above, explaining the Ramah, that Misasek is still considered a Maisa Avera. If one would not say that, it would leave open the question that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had almost found a solution in which any individual be exempt, at least in the premise of his question, from the Isser of eating bugs because he's not Nene, and the Isser of Misasek is only if he's Nene. These are the two interesting topics that emerge from the Sugya of Misasek. And that is, number one, waking up a Kohen. Number two is the requirement of checking for bugs, and whether the eating of bugs, chas v'chalila, fall into the category of misasek b'achila shekeinene, which is more chamor than hilchos Shabbos, as described in our Gemara. This, Be'ez Hashem, concludes the halacha topic from today's daf.